What the heck, and welcome back to A Waste of Time, guys. My name is Jordan, I'm your host, and I'm here to waste your time in the most entertaining way possible, hopefully. But first of all, I know what you're thinking, where the heck have I been? Because I haven't posted a podcast in about 3 weeks, and yeah, I just had nothing to talk about. When you're in the whole isolation chamber, not allowed to travel sort of thing, you just don't have any stories to tell, because originally I wanted to make this podcast sort of like all those micro thoughts and micro experiences that I had whilst traveling. There were just so many every single week, so I wanted to make this podcast a place where I could sort of just write them down with audio, write them down audibly, if that makes sense. And yeah, so I can remember them, and they're fun little anecdotes for everyone to listen to. But unfortunately, as we all know, travel doesn't exist in 2020. So yeah, I just had nothing to talk about the last like 3 or 4 weeks. I forget how long it's been, but life has been slipping away, guys. We have a little bit to talk about. Obviously, the world's going crazy, so there's that. But yeah, so let's jump straight on into it. Let's start with the most heavy topic of all, the most crazy thing that's happening in the world right now. And no, I thought COVID was going to be that, but it is the whole Black Lives Matter movement that's happening in America. It's a great thing, guys. Don't get me wrong. It is a great thing. And I've been listening and learning so much over the past few weeks just about what I didn't know. I didn't know so much about racism, systematic racism, and generally racism in whole, basically because I am a privileged white Australian male, blue eyes, blonde hair. You don't get more privileged than that. I've got all my family members, my mum and dad are not divorced, and I went to a private school. So yeah, it doesn't get much more privileged than the old boy Jordan. He travels the world for a living. He literally has a passport that allows him to travel the world and creating fun videos for people. And sometimes I even get paid for them. So yeah, privilege doesn't fall too far from the tree for me. I am very, very, very thankful for everything that I have in this world and everything that I am allowed to do. But unfortunately, it is not equal. It is not equal due to the color of your skin. So last couple of weeks in America, we have been seeing the Black Lives Matter movement worldwide. Everyone's getting involved. It's been awesome to watch and even better to listen and actually be educated. So I've talked about a little bit on Instagram, but I'll just quickly gloss over it here. Basically, what I've learned this week is that I cannot just sit back and say, oh, I'm not racist. That's good enough. I have to be anti-racist. We have now created this anti-racist movement where we have to, when we see it, when we see racism, we gotta stamp it out. So that's basically what I've learned, is that what I can do is just be even more aware of my surroundings and the injustice in the world so I can act accordingly. So it's been really good for me just to sort of like, I don't know, take a step back and really like learn how disadvantaged some people are in this world. So it's actually, yeah, it's super sad. And hopefully that, yeah, I'm an anti-racist, and I want to declare that publicly so there is no confusion, because I feel like if you don't talk about it online, people go a little bit crazy. I got a few DMs of people like within like a day of it happening. Oh, why haven't you talked online, Jordan? Are you racist? Do you agree? Silence is violence. I'm like, whoa, hang on, what? Silence is compliance. Silence is violence. Silence is everything bad in this world. So you're being silent and you suck. And I'm like, hang on, what? It's been like 2 days. I haven't even been able to gather my thoughts from all the craziness that I've actually seen on the internet. It's like, yeah, like, whoa. So... So that's just from an influencer's perspective. It was a little daunting at first, because it was like everyone was trying to like shame you, or like make you like, they were trying to manipulate you into like spreading your opinion on something, and your opinion might not be the most accurate thing ever because you don't know how to respond, but you need to respond. So it really got this weird thing going. I saw a couple of my friends sort of get tripped up in it all, because they wanted to say the right thing, but because it was all so rushed, they felt so pressured to just like say something really quickly, obviously, because the internet was saying silence is compliance. So they felt so rushed and they said the wrong thing and they got a little bit of backlash from it. So I just took the novelty of just listening and learning for a few weeks before I even said anything. But yeah, I'm an anti-racist, everyone. I'm just going to declare that one more time so it's super clear. We're going to hopefully stamp out racism and change systematic racism over the course of the next few years, 10 years, 20 years. I don't know about how long it's going to take, but we as a people are fighting for justice. It sounds like some epic like Marvel movie, like the people fight up and fight against the system. What system is that? Systematic racism, something that has been destroying lives for centuries. Okay, I gotta stop. Let's change paths. Oh, actually, let's just quickly talk about these quotes. In the protests, obviously, we've been seeing so many signs, but I think the majority of the signs or the majority of the quotes I'm seeing on Instagram and other social media platforms is silence is, and then a word that rhymes with silence. This is basically because they wanted no one to be silent about this topic anymore, which is fair enough. So I feel like everyone just said silence is, and then went to rhymingdictionary.com to try and find all the words that rhyme with silence to see what kind of cool, catchy quote they can spin up, because if it doesn't rhyme, it's not sublime. If it doesn't rhyme, it doesn't work, guys. That's just how the whole like internet craze sort of happens. Like the quote needs to rhyme, otherwise there's zero virality to it. So I feel like that had a massive part to play in making these quotes. So the classic one is silence is compliance. This one is fairly good. It really shows what they're trying to get across, which is you don't want to take the side of the oppressor. So I do give this quote a 9 out of 10. It rhymes and it also just really does fit the theme. The only way this quote doesn't work is when it's taken out of context. Within the Black Lives Matter movement, this quote is perfect, but I know I'm just gonna see some idiot of a human further down the track be like, oh yeah, silence is compliance. That means that we don't have to ask for consent because, you know, if she doesn't say anything, that means she's compliant. No, that is not what the quote means. Do not try and do some dumb little joke about that. Just do not do it. I know there's gonna be some meathead down the line that's gonna be like, yeah, well, Do you guys like my impression of a dumb human? Anyway, so that's the only loophole I find in that quote, is some guy taking out of context.
You know, silence is compliance, baby.
Okay, that's so dumb. You get it. But the quote's good, 9 out of 10. Now, the next quote isn't as strong, in my opinion. It is, silence is violence. Now, this quote obviously still gets a very strong message across, but I don't know if I personally agree that if you're not speaking up, you're being completely violent or you're adhering to violence. It's a bit of a tough one. This is mainly due to the fact that everyone deals with their own thing or communicates in their own different ways. So, but yeah, this is the one that really sort of put pressure on influencers to speak up. Oh shoot, if I don't speak up, I'm violent and I'm a murderer, so I've got to speak up. And then they speak up and they say something like, hey guys, like, all lives matter and I love everyone and this is so bad. And then everyone goes, what the heck are you saying? All lives matter? That's wrong. I'm going to destroy you. And then it's like, oh no, I didn't mean to say all lives matter. What I meant is like, black lives matter. All lives can't matter until black lives matter. And then it gets into this massive thing and they lose a bunch of credibility and followers and everyone's dramatic online. That's sort of like where I feel like this quote is what started the snowball of like the downfall of influencers that haven't educated themselves properly. I don't know. But I thought we could improve on the quote because, you know, I think that one's probably like a 6 or 7 out of 10. It's got a few flaws. So I've got the rhyme dictionary up and we're going to just like try and run through a few limericks to see if we can get our own sort of viral sort of rhythmic quote going. So here we go. Silence is alliance. That could work because silence is alliance. Alliance to who? The oppressors of the world. So you don't want to be aligned to the oppressor. So silence is alliance to the wrong alliance. Silence is appliance. That could also work. If you're silent, You're a pliant. A pliant? What are you applying? Applying bad stuff to the world, because you got to speak up, you little freak. Then we've got silence's defiance. So that actually works as well, because you're defying. Like, what are you defying? I'm defying change, because I don't want change. All right, that quote's probably about a 2 out of 10. That was terrible. What else do we have? I'm pretty sure silence doesn't really rhyme with too much else. Silence, milence, hylence, tilence. Reliance. Silence is reliance. Relying on the system that is broken, okay? So don't rely on that stuff anymore. We're here to change that up. Boom. 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 Okay, so now that I've done a few test trials of my own viral quotes, yes, it is very clear to me that it is quite hard to make a viral quote, especially one that is linked so well to a cause or an injustice in the world, as is this movement. So I take back all my bad words on any quotes that have come through my mouth or my brain the last few weeks, because they're way better than any quote that I could come up with to represent this movement, that's for sure. If you didn't know by now, I love the social dynamics of anything and everything that's happened in the world. And surprisingly, when most things become a trend online, usually I'm like, okay, this is kind of sus. Obviously, this one about racism isn't really, it's not really a trend. It's more of a movement, or more of like a, like an uprooting of something, like it needs change in this world and that sort of thing. So it's not really, I don't put it in the same category as the other sort of like online movements, like the Amazon's burning down and, you know, the koalas are dying in Australia. But there is still an element of social media trend to this whole thing. Because, you know, we saw Blackout Tuesday, which was just everyone posted a black screen on their Instagram. And then everyone was like, phew, I'm done. Because, you know, silence is compliance, and everyone was feeling the pressure to be compliant. So then everyone was like, oh no, how do I speak up? But also, I don't really want to. So what do? They just posted a couple black pixels on their Instagram, and then, whew, so glad that's over. No, but seriously, there was that little element of Instagram trendiness, making Black Lives Matter sort of like it was this powerful movement, and then it almost felt like for a couple days there, it was just like another fad, like another Instagram trend, because everyone's just doing, oh my god, Blackout Tuesday, like, I'm not posting content online because I don't want to take away, like, yeah, okay, like, you don't want to post your bum on the internet. Why? Because you don't want to take away, you know, any attention from Black Lives Matter, which is the main focus of the world online right now. And also, if you did post a photo of your booty online, you would get absolutely roasted from humans being like, wow, you're actually posting this during this whole hectic moment in our life. You just know that there are lifestyle girls out there, and guys, I'm sure there's guys too, I don't want to be like, you know, get in trouble for gender or whatever. Anyway, you just know there's people out there, they've got these freaking really nice photoshopped photos of their freaking booties, and they're like, okay, cannot wait to flex this online and show everyone this another beautiful photo of me. This is going to be so good. And then Black Lives Matter happened, and they're like, oh, shoot, when can I post it? And now they're even, and it's like, when does it start again? Like, you know, 1 week after it's all begun, can you post other content? Oh, maybe two, can we, it's 2 weeks now. When can I post my booty photo? That's all I'm wondering here, guys. Like that, this is the issues in my life. you just know that's going through some people's heads, especially in LA. You know there's just some people in LA that are posting, oh, this is interesting. So if you haven't been so connected to the social world like I am, there have been a few people that have just been like really like glammed up going to protests like just for the Instagram photo, and they've been called out because there's obviously so many phones. Basically, everyone's recording every single angle whilst at the protest. So you've seen a few Insta girls like dress up like real Coachella, like really nice, and just hold a sign that says Black Lives Matter, and then they just jump back in their Mercedes and drive home. So it's like they didn't even protest or anything, and they've just been getting absolutely roasted like online, like really bad, like death threat bad, which I obviously don't condone. I never condone death threats. But it is interesting to me because you've got to either post content in the correct format in regards to Black Lives Matter, or just don't post content at all, because you definitely can't, like 2 weeks ago, you couldn't get away with posting anything but BLM, which is good. It's justified. I think it's what the world needs, but I just love the social dynamic of watching it all unfold. I know that most of this stuff is probably boring to you guys because I'm in that sort of realm, so it's just so interesting to me, but you guys are probably just living your normal life being like, I literally go on Instagram for 20 minutes a day. Like, what are you talking about, Jordan? Well, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, with the whole coronavirus pandemic happening and now this movement and now all these other things, it really is such an interesting time in the world right now. Like, I feel like we're living history. We're living through history. Like, when we're in 2050 and we have children and our kids are like at school learning, they're like, oh, what are you learning about at school? Oh, we're learning about the history of 2020, you know, 2020, the year of all the things that happened. Like, that will be like what we learned when we learned about the wars and about Vietnam and about like all these other things. I don't know. I feel like we're just right now living in a moment of history, and I'm not saying it should be cherished, but it's just interesting to like, I don't know, it's interesting to be a part of, if that makes sense. Another interest of mine is to see if there's going to be a second wave of the coronavirus spread around the world, because even in Australia, we did protests for the Black Lives Matter sort of thing, and also our Indigenous community. If you don't know, in Australia, we have very, very, very poor management, and it's very, very bad racism towards our own people, which is so sad, our Indigenous people that were here before us. So we are trying to obviously change that here in Australia. Don't get me wrong, I love Australia, but we have some racism that, yeah, it can be bad. It can, every country has their flaws, and this is probably one of Australia's biggest. We're not the best when it comes to treating our Indigenous people correctly, and that is something that we obviously have to work on. But what I am interested as well in is the coronavirus, if there's going to be a second wave. I know America was already screwed before this happened because they already had like record high coronavirus numbers. So it will be interesting to watch all over the world where the second wave comes from. Oh, one other classic moment was like 2 weeks ago, New Zealand, they announced like, oh, we have no more coronavirus. We are coronavirus free. Party. And everyone's like, and they're like, woo-hoo-hoo. And they're like, we're not letting anyone into our country because we're coronavirus free. And then yesterday they announced, we have two more people with coronavirus. Oh, snap. So that was a nice little moment for me. I don't know why. I love that, like, New Zealand was just, like, announcing to the world how, like, they're free from this deadly virus. And then, like, then they all start mingling. And then 2 weeks later, like, oh, shoot, we've all been hanging out with each other. And now there's two more people with it and probably multiple more that we don't know about. Anyway, I've just rambled for 20 minutes about basically everything, catching you guys up in the last 2 weeks. I haven't even talked about our camping trip. I actually went camping in Australia. I'll do that on the next video. And I also want to touch in with a couple other subjects to do with the whole Black Lives Matter movement. Maybe in the next video. I keep saying video. Podcast. It's a podcast, guys. You can't see me. You can only hear me. And that is the beauty of a podcast, because you know what? I could be naked right now. You'd have no idea. I'm not, but I could be. But guess what also? I'm not the most attractive human on earth. So a podcast sort of like levels the playing field for a guy like me. So what I'm trying to say is that I have lots of things I want to talk about on next week's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you guys are, you know, if you're bored, the only way this podcast grows is if you share it with a friend. That's literally the only way this podcast grows, is by word of mouth. There is no other way it grows. So if you guys would like to share it with someone you know, if you think, oh, this guy will get a laugh out of this, they should listen to it. I don't know. Anyway, sorry for the break. I appreciate all the people that have stuck around, and I'll come with you with a new episode soon. Thank you for listening. I have sufficiently wasted your time for 20 minutes today, and I will see you guys. Well, actually, no. You will listen to me, guys, in the next one. What the heck? Goodbye.